Imagine, somewhere in space and time there is a place. To you and me it might look like a prison, but its inhabitants stay there of their own free will. It's a round room, big and high. In its middle the readers sit at their tables. They seem to be bent over their books forever. The only colors in the room come from the big pictures that hang between rows and rows of bookcases. In this magical place, the readers spend their existence without living a real life. All read, all except one man. He's simply called the keeper. He carries the books from their shelves to the tables and back. The keeper is the only one who seems to be aware of the pictures. They fascinate him.
When they hear him stumbling, they all hiss like snakes. This will not do, they're mumbling, and turn back to their pages. Their disapproving looks when he sneers or coughs. He's the carrier of the books. He's the lowest, he's the least. To see shelf after shelf, the rows of writing in this temple of the self. To a reader it must be exciting. Cobwebs and dust, reading is praying, reading is a must, he who reads is staying, is staying.
The pictures are calling me.
for you to see. So why don't you stand over here? Why don't you stand over here? But all the readers seem to say,
seems all possible landscapes and vistas have been woven into one. Like a whole world has been painted onto one canvas. He looks at it with a growing wish to go there. Right now.